It's Saturday, August the 25th, 2012. You're moving at the speed of creativity with Wesley Fryer, narrowcasting from Oklahoma City on my first, almost all iPad-based multi-track podcast. Well, good afternoon and welcome to a podcast that is an exciting first for me as I am recording and also editing and publishing this podcast using a free app on my iPad called Hokusai. I do not know if I'm pronouncing that right. It is spelled H-O-K-U-S-A-I, and I'll include a link to that in the podcast show notes as well as links to the other apps that I mention. I am 95% sure that I need to do a shout-out to Joe Dale, who is just Joe Dale, J-O-E-D-A-L-E, on Twitter, who is an independent language consultant on the Isle of Wight in the UK, because I think a number of months ago, Joe had tweeted about this, and I saw this app and started to play with it a little bit. This past week, actually yesterday, on Friday, I spent most of the day with Dr. Don Wilson, who is one of our Story Chaser founders and board members, rewriting our curriculum for Story Chasers to be iPad-based. And we are using this app, Hokusai, which is the closest iPad app that we've found so far to Audacity. It allows you to create and edit a multi-track audio file and then actually send it over to iMovie so that you can put images with it or video or whatever you want to do. And so anyway, I was playing with that yesterday. We're putting together our curriculum that we're hopefully going to have in draft form in a couple weeks. We're going to do a workshop for our facilitators to get them trained on leading this two-day iPad workshop. And so I wanted to spend some time playing with it. So this is my first time to do that. I'm really excited not only that Hokusai lets you edit your audio that you record right on the iPad and then do multi-track audio, but it also interfaces with Dropbox. So I had to say this is an almost entirely iPad-based podcast because what I'm about to share with you is a 24-minute recording from July the 24th when I was in Trophy Club, Texas, which is right near Fort Worth by the Texas Motor Speedway, and I was able to do a presentation, a keynote, for their technology conference with my daughter, Rachel, who has just started the third grade. And Rachel taught the teachers there in attendance, about, I think, 500 folks, about Scratch software and about ebooks. And so I originally just wanted to take the raw recording, throw it in here to Hokusai, and then work with it. But that file was 75, 74 megabytes in file size. It was 1.3 hours, and it was just too long. And so what I ended up having to do on my laptop was go ahead and open it in Audacity. I selected just the 24 minutes that I wanted to use, actually cut out some time where we gave the teachers some talk and share time, and then I exported that out. I did also go ahead and use a free program called the Levelator. I use Switch too, but the Levelator is a free program for a laptop or desktop computer from the Conversations Network that normalizes your audio. And since we had Rachel talking and I was talking, and anyway, and the recorder was just kind of sitting on the podium, Levelator is an awesome free tool that really improves the audio level, you know, volume of a recording like that. And then I threw it into Switch and made it into a 32 kilobit MP3 file that I could download. So from a 1.3 hour, 74 megabyte file when I brought it into Hokusai, it said it would have trouble and it wouldn't play it. It was too big. This was like a 6 or 7 meg file that I brought in with this 24 minutes long. And so it appears that we're going to be able to edit that fine. The other thing that I did was I went ahead and uploaded to my Dropbox some of my bumpers. So you heard that initial audio bumper that I used for the intro for my podcast. And if all goes well here, I will have Rachel's outro that she does at the end. So pretty cool. I'm excited about Hokusai being able to edit a podcast on a mobile platform like this. And in the podcast show notes, I will also include links to the slides that I shared for this presentation, and probably most importantly, links to Rachel's Scratch profile where she has shared some of the projects that she made in Scratch Camp this summer, and also the ebooks that she referenced. So Rachel had a chance to attend a 5-day morning Scratch Camp that I did. It was 3 hours a day for incoming 3rd through 8th graders at a place now closed, sadly, in Edmond, but the nonprofit goes on. The location is called The Div, but The Div Junior is still continuing to do lots of different outreach programs for youth to get them involved in technology and digital literacy and computational thinking with programs like Scratch. So I'll also include a link to the Scratch Camp curriculum, which you are welcome to utilize and appropriate for your own purposes. And I really, really encourage you, if you have not already, you need to play with Scratch and to discover what a wonderful environment it is for students expressing their knowledge and skills and also developing their knowledge and skills. This past week, as I was helping my daughter, Sarah, who's in 7th grade, with her algebra, we went to Scratch because she had been in Scratch Camp, and we were doing plotting of points, and there was a classic moment where, you know, I said, let's open up Scratch, and she said, Scratch is math? You know, and so there's not necessarily this conscious realization on the part of kids that when they are creating in Scratch and they're moving sprites around and they're making animations and things interact, they're learning math. So, anyway, I, without further ado, will take us back to July the 24th, 2012, in Trophy Club, Texas, at Northwest ISD, where we're about to hear from Rachel, an 8-year-old, teaching about Scratch and creating ebooks using an iPad app called Book Creator and also another one called Story Patch. She's a little nervous, can you imagine that? She was in first grade, we went to Kansas and spoke at their state technology convention, and she taught about Scratch. So she is an experienced presenter. We're going to talk a little bit about Scratch. So, Rachel, come on up. Can you give Rachel a hand, please? So, Rachel, tell us a little bit about Scratch Camp. What was Scratch Camp last week?
Scratch Camp is... Scratch Camp is like a technology camp where you get to learn about Scratch, an online program, and that's a picture of some of the people working on their projects. You can make games, mazes, and slideshows, and you can learn and show, and you use math, and you have to practice a lot because they really are hard to make a really good one.
Okay, so that was loud. Okay, I'm going to open up Rachel's Scratch project and give her a chance. And I know that she's not going to be visible behind the podium. Stand up. So tell us a little bit about this Scratch project. We're going to be doing several different sessions today. Rachel is not going to be involved in all of them. But in the next session, we're going to talk about STEM skills and storytelling and how we can use Scratch to tell stories and develop computational thinking skills. So as you heard describe the project and talking about it, what I want you to think about is the kinds of good learning that you hear her describing, talking about, and modeling. All right, tell us about your project, Rachel. What is this?
Now for a few housekeeping notes. Every morning when you arrive, please sign up to
the I think I accidentally...
Okay, this computer started talking. All right, we got to shut down. We're good.
Yeah.
All right, take it away. Tell them a little bit about
this project that I did. First, this is not my last. This is not my first. Well, my demon last.
Oh.
So it's my project that I did. This one's going to be our final project that we're going to do at Scratch Camp. And so, like, here are your...
Why don't you show them the project first, so you go full screen and show it first.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to be pretty powerful, honestly.
This is my project. And it's a game that you control the dog with your arrow keys. And you try to get to your food, put your food in the cage. So you have to get the key to go in the cage. And then you go towards it, you eat the food. That's basically it. I was going to make more levels, but I didn't really have time. So... Okay, is it starting? Oh no, I can't get out. Yay! So, first, like, you can make your arrow keys, like, move, but first thing is first step. Like, first you need this, because that's my whole thing. And, like, this is my dog. And, like, to make him, like, if he goes to the cage and he doesn't have the key, he can't get in. So, when the green flag is flipped, if, forever if, touching cage, move back 5 steps. So you move back 5 steps because you didn't have the key yet. How did you do that?
What does it mean to you a minus?
Well, 5 steps means you go forward. Minus 5 steps means you go back. Okay. I don't know how you did that.
Yeah, they're special keys.
So this is the key. So when the green flag clicked, show, that's the key, go to minus 150, which...
Whoa, wait a minute, what is that?
I know. X and Y are the spaces on the screen. You tell, like, do you see anything changing when I move my... mouse are on the screen. There are little things right there, and they change when you go by them. See?
So where's the middle of the screen?
The middle of the screen is 0, 0. Both play no negative. Wait, where are you going to
Okay, so tell us about what happens here in the script.
No. The key has to show, go to minus 150, which that's the spot where it starts, and then forever if touching dog, hide, then broadcast a mark.
Explain what a broadcast is. What is that in Scratch?
So like, in a movie, you want to start the scene while you do your introduction, and then how you get people's attention and tell them how to go, like, all right, you, like, go to buy a screen or something. So it's broadcast, which you name, like, your scene is going, like, you're shouting out, scene one, oh, like, go to your place or something. So, and then...
It's a cage.
It's a cage. Then, since the key, when Iris can unlock, hide. So when you touch the key, he hides, he broadcasts, unlock, and then that's why you can get in. When you receive unlock for the cage, then he hides, and then you can go get the food.
Alright, can you give Rachel a hand, please? So there's a ton of things you're going to hear about today. Rachel's going to teach you about two. One is Scratch this morning, and the other is about making e-books. Scratch has been created by MIT and given away for free, and it has been around for 5 years. There are over 2.6 million projects being shared by students worldwide and other people, not just young students, that are interested. And you can have a profile. Parents give permission for their children to be a part of it. So Rachel's projects are linked, and we'll take a look at some other things. Rachel, let me ask this, and we'll go to ebooks. If you can convince just one of these teachers to use Scratch, what would you tell them? Why would you like to use Scratch?
Why is it good?
Sure, you're persuading them. You're going to try to persuade them to use it. So what's your best persuasive sentence and words to get them to use Scratch?
At least one?
Yep. Well, you can say a couple of them.
Okay. Scratch is a really cool program that you can download on your computer for free. And it's good. You can make things. You can share them online. You can make friends with people, see what they've done lately. And it's a good learning thing. So you can learn new things. It's good for math because you use that. And it's very nice for your students.
So what we're going to do now is, you can jump down. If you want to drive this, or you want me to?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit about, you can jump down. If you don't have to, unless you want to get. You like being up tall? It's up to you. All right. What is meetsnowflake.com? Hey, Joy, what is this about you making ebooks?
This is Snowflake. Meetsnowflake.com is a website that my dad and myself made. And first, when I was in second grade last year, it was in January.
I thought it was
in March.
It was. Why do you know it wasn't at the beginning of the year?
Because I was a kid.
Okay, you gotta say hello.
That's because we didn't produce the book yet. We produced it with it.
Okay.
You just didn't work on it.
Okay.
So, this is the folder that. So, first of all, my friends. In my second grade class, we were in school, and we were kind of bored because we didn't really have anything to do. We were just sitting there, and we were like, we really have nothing to do. So we were like, then we started like popping out ideas of stuff to do, and we were like, no, I don't really want to do that. No, this is very good. So, I think we decided on like, hey, let's do a book. So, we wanted to do a book called Snowflake and Frost. At first, we named it Snowflake. Then, we decided that we might do a series. So, we did Get Lost. So, we can do more. I'm actually still working on one after this. So, as you saw before that, it was our folder. That was our folder. And at the front of it, that's the front of it. And then, we would take it home, but we didn't really work. We worked on it in class. So first we were like, all right, we're going to do this book. And we have to start. So we first made a cover and a title page.
They had worked on this since school started in August, all the way through January. They brought this
home. Wait, we might have skipped. Oh, late August.
Late August? Okay. All right. Then what happened? What about this?
Okay. So these are all our pages after we were done. As you can see up there, I was the one who wrote all the pages. My friend was the one who drew a picture because she's really good at drawing stuff. And so she's my best friend. And once we got all our stuff done, me and my dad, when I showed him the book, we laid all of them out and down, but then we figured out that we were missing one. So, we called her and told her, hey, we're missing a page, and I told her what to draw, and then she dropped it off. Okay. Then, first the thing that my dad and I did was we typed down all of the
things, and he helped me with the quotation marks. So after we got that done, we scanned all of the pictures on the computer to the computer.
And was this really fast? Huh? Was this really fast? Like, can you do this in 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
I don't know.
Yeah, it took a long time. And who
it
did?
Took a long time.
I was doing this. Okay. What we're about to show you is how there are now apps that let the students work. Because if this was what it took to make an ebook and put it online, guess what most of us would say? Because I don't have 3 hours on a Saturday to work with every child and get them to record their voice 37 times in order to get 7 checkers done. Okay. So, Rachel, we're going to see a screencast of a little bit of this book in iBooks, and then we're going to ask you to show us how to make one. What are people going to see if they download? How much can we get this book for?
Free.
Yeah, you can download it for free.
Free.
And what are they going to see in this book?
You're going to see writing, my writing, and pictures.
Okay, and what else?
And you can hear a voice when you press on that. I'm not sure if you can see it, but the tiny play button. So, then after we...
Let's go ahead and let's look at a little bit of it. So, we're going to just play a slow screencast. I recorded this to make it a little bit faster. And we're going to hear a little bit of this. So it's dedicated to their teacher, Mrs. On.
My teacher.
Yes. What's the reason for that? Why is it black and white?
Well, at first at our school, we were just starting it, and we had pencils, but we didn't really want to use marker because we didn't have all the colors, because we only got, like, 5. So, and we didn't really have colored pencils, which we would get all the colors because I had some, but I didn't bring them to school. And we also had crayons. But we did have a lot of colors, but we really didn't want to do it.
So you used what you had?
Yes, we used what we had. We just used pencil.
Okay. So what I'm going to ask you all to do in your seats is chat about this question, and what we're going to do is swap and plug the iPad in so Rachel can show you how to make this. What kinds of valuable learning did you just hear and see in what you demonstrated and talked about with Scratch, and then also with the ebook? And we'll give you about 90 seconds to do that. Go. We plug in the iPad with a little $30 adapter that plugs in the same way the computer plugs in. There are fancier ways that you can get the iPad to wirelessly show on the screen, but when we do recording apps like this, it works a little better to use just a direct plug. So, Rachel, will you please show us your book, Twins, that you've made. Talk a little bit about how you make it, and then show them how to use Book Creator. That's a tall order. What are you going to do first?
So, I'm going to do first is go to
Perfect. How about iBooks, and then you can show them how to draw.
This is a story. A story that I made on a story app to give students a children's app for making stories. You can sort of change it and write it, open the triangle, or you can write on there. I wrote this one that has 26 pictures.
Okay, go a little bit slow. You're talking a little bit fast. Okay. Play the first few pages for them, show them how it works. And we'll need audio on the speakers. Okay, try again. Can we have PC audio?
Okay.
Try again. Oh, that was fast. It was just the timer. Let's go to the next one, and that'll be a little bit more.
So, ultimate title page. that is massive. That's me.
Okay, so you get the idea. This is, flip through the book a little bit so they can see. There's different scenes and there's different audio. So Rachel, if they would like to make a book like this, how could they use Book Creator? How could they use Book Creator to make a book? Just double click your home button and then you can go to Book Creator. And then why don't you just start a new one from scratch? Well, do the one you can do the one you want. Okay. So this is a $5 app called Book Creator. And what are you going to do on the first page?
The first page. Nice. Write the title. Write your title page. So we have to call the team. Okay. So we're going to make a story. Should be called.
Let's just call it our story for now, and then we can go back and change the name later.
Now if you think that's too small, you can make it bigger. So how do you do that? Click on the eye.
Talk a little bit louder and a little bit slower.
If you want to get a little big, so you will break it. How do you break it? Then you click away from it. And then you want to change the color. Click on the color. And then let's change it to red. Good. So then we get story. Next step. Then it opens it up. Watching. Then we can drag in a picture. Then watching. We can make a slideshow. Marry it because you can put it in a little place. So you go to photos. You can put your out of the box. I can make a little show. Or I can make a picture.
Sure, how are you? Can you put a couple pictures on that one?
Oh, yeah, I can put as many pictures as you want. But if it doesn't work for you, if you do this, there's like a little blue dot in the corner, and stuff. So you can make it smaller, like just the easy way for me. So you can make it tilted, the other way like that.
Okay, so if you'd like to put your voice in this, how can you do that, Rachel?
Go to the music. If you have a microphone on it, you can use it, or if you're in a really loud place, it'd be good to use it. But we're in a quiet place, so I can just use this. This is a picture of me and my sister, and we're at an arcade, and we're having a lot of fun playing cool games. So, then they ask you if you said yes. Because I like what I said, I can use. So then we can see the photo pop up. You can make it in with your iPhone. So let's click away, then you have to click on
it. Audio or not?
Okay, I think that's it. Alright, so, say you want this one. You could go up to music,
The eye. Yeah, the eye.
Oh, the eye, yes. This is me and my sister, and we really like it. Oh, you messed up. Okay. I could have slipped it off. And then I did. That's good. Okay. So we can make it with it. Perfect.
Okay.
These are two pictures of me and my sister at an arcade. Yes, that's good.
Okay, so let's say we want to share this. That's the process. Mm-hmm. So if you go ahead and click back on my books, let's lastly just show them how they can share this mm-hmm. with others.
Share?
You remember how to do that? Click on the cloud that's down there at the bottom. And so we can email it if we want to. We can also click on that little arrow on the side.
Or you can click on the arrow in the box.
And so we can send it to iBooks. Who knows? Who's heard of Dropbox? Like a flash drive in the sky, right? You don't have to have the flash drive with you. You can send it and then even have a link. So that's one way that you can do it is you can send it to Dropbox. But if Rachel went and clicked on iBooks, it'll just open up in iBooks. And now just like the other one that she showed us, it will open up here so that we can read it. Oops. Try again. Click on iBooks.
iBooks.
No, it's all right. Let's see if it'll open this door. It should open.
Oh, there it is. I can make it tall. That would be easy.
Okay. All right. Can you all give Rachel a hand, please?
Speed of Creativity podcast are independently produced by Wesley Fryer and are licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Only license. Learn more at www.speedofcreativity.org.